USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Rolling Stone is reporting a second American has been killed while fighting in Ukraine. A State Department spokesman confirmed in an email statement the death of U.S. citizen Stephen Zabielski. The President and First Lady visit a local COVID-19 vaccination clinic hosted by the District of Columbia's Department of Health. That'll take place at 2:30 this afternoon, Eastern. With the highest gas tax in America, California will increase the rate by 3 cents a gallon at the end of the month. Tens of thousands of railway workers walked off the job in Britain on Tuesday, bringing the train system to a crawl in the country's biggest transit strike for nearly three decades. About 40,000 cleaners, signalers, maintenance workers, and station staff were holding a 24-hour strike. The made-for-TV January 6 committee is set to resume today. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger is scheduled to testify. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told NBC News Monday international rules of war would not apply to two Americans that Russian forces captured in Ukraine, and he wouldn't rule out the death sentences for the vets. The way things were handled, Bob Saget's death has some deputies in hot water.
Two deputies with the Orange County Sheriff's Office in Florida have been suspended for the next couple of weeks without pay for leaking the news of comedian Bob Saget's death before his family was alerted. One of the deputies told his brother about the death after responding to the scene. The brother then posted the information on social media, according to the investigation report. The other deputy wasn't on duty, nor was he involved in the death investigation when he told his neighbor about Saget's passing. Saget died back in January at the age of 65, following an accidental blow to the head, likely from a fall. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
For more information, visit us, usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The leadership, including Dr. Anthony Fauci, the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, are being called out for taking $350 million of payments from an unknown source. When a court ordered them to reveal the paperwork, the government agency hid the source of the payment by redacting the paperwork. Representative Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio, and Senator Roger Marshall, the Republican from Kansas, on Monday released a video outlining how the GOP might investigate Dr. Anthony Fauci's possible conflict of interest to the American people. Jordan and Marshall say that if the Republican Party wins back the House, the GOP will look to investigate 11 virologists, including Fauci, because the country deserves the truth, the congressman said. Vice President Kamala Harris failed a history lesson about Juneteenth holiday Monday, telling kids that black people were enslaved in America for 400 years.
Today is the day to celebrate the principle of freedom. And think about it in terms of the context of history, knowing that black people in America were not free for 400 years of slavery, but then at the end of slavery, right? When that declaration happened, when the proclamation, Emancipation Proclamation happened, then America had to really think about defining freedom.
The vice president was off by more than 150 years. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.